The JDIG money, I think, is critical to North Carolina. In the past year, North Carolina has lost the opportunity to have two automotive companies locate here. Part of that has been that we haven't had money available to offer. When you look at JDIG and even the JMAC money, JMAC was available and allowed us to save $1,000 at the Evergreen Paper Plant in Haywood County. A couple of years ago, Lieutenant Governor Lee Fisher from Ohio came and spoke here at the Chamber of Commerce, and he talked about when a company is looking to move locations, they have a checklist, and incentives are part of that checklist. And if you can't check that box, they move on and they look at a different state. We need to have that money available to be able to incentivize to bring businesses here. One thing, though, that I think is sometimes a misunderstanding is that money isn't paid out until goals are met. So when a company says, we're going to come, we're going to bring X number of jobs that are paying Y dollars in terms of average salary, we'd like incentives. We don't pay those incentives until those milestones are met. There is no money lost on the part of the state when they're offering these incentives. There is money that's not paid out in terms of incentives because people don't meet those goals, but we don't lose money on it.
And that has happened.
Correct. Correct. And it's interesting, and I want to touch back with Lieutenant Governor Fisher said, he did say incentives are on that checklist. But once you get beyond incentives, a lot of businesses on their checklist include things like public education system, arts and culture, quality of life, the environment. So it's not just incentives that businesses are looking at, but they're looking at a whole package. And so while incentives are important, if we focus solely on that as a way to bring businesses to North Carolina, then I think that we may not be happy with the businesses we end up bringing.
The JDIG grant expansion was only for $20 million, I think, unless there was an auto manufacturer coming, high-yield project, and it could raise to $35 million for that year. But that pales in comparison to what South Carolina threw towards Volvo.
Right.
Like you mentioned, all those other factors. Do you think that helps us compete, even though the money that we provide for incentives is far less?
Absolutely. I think if you look at historically that when companies look at North Carolina, that they look at our public university system, they look at our community college system, they look at the protections that we've put in place to the environment, and all of those factors come together and say, is this a place where we want to locate our business and live? And I think when you're looking at where am I going to locate my business, where am I going to put this headquarters or this new branch, you're not just looking at it from a bottom line perspective in terms of profits, you're also looking at what's the impact going to be on my employees that I'm going to ask to relocate? Am I going to be able to get people to relocate there who I need to make this successful operation? What kind of people am I going to be able to hire on locally? So there's a lot of other factors that go into it other than just what kind of incentives. And we need to make sure that we're not ignoring the public education system, the environment, our infrastructure, and a lot of those other key factors that play into bringing a company to North Carolina and keeping them here.
This legislature has loosened environmental regulations pretty substantially over the past few years, and the university system has become something of a lightning rod for controversy, what with the firing of Tom Ross. Do you think that those are still strong points for this state?
I think that our public education system is, and our public university system is still one of the best in the country. I think that we are making decisions now that could impact that in the short term, in the near future. We saw another $34, $35 million in cuts to the university system again this year. And I don't know what the total brings over the past few years, but it's a lot. And it's one of the main reasons why I actually decided to run was because I was unhappy with the way universities were being treated. So I think if we're not careful, we are on a trajectory that is going to endanger the great reputation that our public university system has. Mm-hmm. And I think that it'll be a lot harder to rebuild that once we've done damage to it. And so I really urge my colleagues to be cautious.